dream to come along and get fat. He never did come back, but he was going to come on. I go, you want me to tell him when I grew up was a shy. But I when you was talking about my mother and father, it was Ada's children. I'm the only one living now. I put my brother away in January. I'm the only child living. I'm the oldest, and I'm the only one living.
You're the oldest.
I'm the only one living. Hmm. Put them all with mother, father, all of them. I see them all lay down. But me. I'm the only one living.
Now tell me again about, like, I want to make sure I got it on the tape. Now, after you'd wash the dishes to get the soap off, you'd...
Well, I put them...
And now what you do to them to get the soap off, you'd...
Well, I rinse them. Just like the, I have another towel. See? And like I wash my dish rag. Well, you know, folks didn't have it like they do now, you know. Everything handy. Just get another towel and rain it. Sometimes you use that same old rag and clean it up and go on. See? I'm just saying it's like it is. That's when we come along. See?
And now when you...
But we had to be clean.
Yeah.
We had to be clean. We had to keep our stove and everything. Everything clean. Your house and your everything neat and clean.
Now when you dry the dishes, you dry them with a...
Anything got a handle. Get what it was. It's been clean. Because folks weren't able to buy them days, I'm going to tell you the truth. They weren't able to buy cup towels and fine things like this now. Now you can go in there and find some good ones in my house for the dumb bowl. But you couldn't them days. I'll be honest with you, too. We just, in a kind of rag, clean rag, we'd get it and put it on the dish and wash it on. See? Because folks weren't able. They weren't able to do it. Because at the time, people just was able to wear clothes. And when I came along, when I was a great big girl, about 8, 9, 10 years old, I had to go to church, Sunday school, church, barefooted. See, just didn't have clothes to wear. See, we were just glad to go to church.
Sure,
that's what we was.
Weren't really worried about being barefoot.
No, ma'am, they weren't worried. And we were just since then we had on a clean dress. That's what we all wanted. See, sometimes you got enough, something, sometimes you didn't. See,
Of course, now in those days, I know people didn't have running water in their houses, but like after they started having running water in their houses, what would they call the thing on the sink that the water comes out of?
A pump out in the country, pump. And wasn't nothing over it, just a pump. Water come out through the pump.
And of course nowadays, like in a modern kitchen like you've got, you call it the thing that comes out of it, the sink, you call it a
strainer. Now, and it's called a hybin. That's what you call it now.
A hydrant? Or a faucet?
A faucet. You call it a faucet.
And like when it, now I don't know if it ever gets this cold here, but now sometimes when the temperature drops where it gets real cold, and sometimes the pipes, I mean like, you know, they'll freeze, the water would freeze in the pipes, and then the pipes would get, sometimes they, you know, if the water froze in the pipes, the pipes, did that ever happen? The pipes got
well, sure did. It do that. And sometimes busted. But now, the way I do mine is now, just like it's going to be real cold, I don't want to freeze, I just let my water run. Open up my faucet, just let my water run. See? And that'll keep them from freezing. See?